This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
And this is Doug Pollard bringing it to you with the assistance this evening of Christina Antoniadis. A couple of messages coming in. I can't put a question to Alex Greenwich because he's not on the show today. Sorry about that. You'll have to forward that to Australian Marriage Equality. Why won't Warren Inch treat us as first-class citizens? Are we only good enough for the back of the bus, says MB. And another one here, and on the same basis, second-class status is not an Australian value. It's, dare I say it, he's a politician and it's a political position he's taken, whereas the argument we're making with that, I think, is a principled position. And the two don't always go together terribly well. Anyway, did you know that in Victorian state schools there's something called special religious instruction? It's compulsory unless parents opt out their children, and nothing else relating to the core curriculum can be taught to those children who are opted out for that half hour. Now, in most schools, this instruction in Victoria, now in state schools, is given by some poorly trained evangelical Christians, not qualified teachers, whose admitted aim is to convert children to their version of Christianity, despite allegedly not being allowed to proselytise. They most definitely do. And this is all done by law. Now, many parents either don't know about this or don't know what to do about it. My next guest does. His name is Scott Hedges. Welcome to the program, Scott.
Thanks for having me, Doug. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Now, first of all, explain to us a bit about this special religious instruction. What law does this operate under?
The schools are organized under something called the Education Act. The Education Act is started in 1872, and it invokes several principles that would frame and define public education. And one of those principles was that education would be secular, mm-hmm. or religiously neutral.
Yeah.
The issue before us today is that in 1950, a group of clerical activists got together and pushed through an exception to the principles of public education. Mm. And that exception exists till this day.
And that exception is what allows this special religious education to take place.
The law literally says education in Victoria's government state schools will be secular except as provided in this one section. And what happens is it essentially conveys a portion of the school day to the churches in Victoria.
Okay, now the schools don't do this religious instruction. They can't do this religious instruction themselves, as I understand it. They have to have someone else come in.
That's right.
Do it.
The teachers have always refused to instruct children in religion.
And it doesn't have to be Christianity, does it? It can be any religion.
It was originally designed specifically to Christianize the schools, and it hadn't thought this through. But today there are other religious groups recognized and officially sanctioned under this law.
Mm. But the one that seems to have the most people into Victorian state schools is Access Ministries.
Well, that's right.
And they claim they don't proselytize.
Yeah, they do say that all the time, although the curriculum that they present is explicitly written to proselytize.
And we saw a speech given by Yvonne.
So CEO of the parachurch, Access is made up of 12 Protestant churches, gave a speech in 2008 where she, I think to her regret now, clearly articulated her strategic intentions.
Because she talks about making disciples and then those disciples making more disciples. And if that's not trying to convert people or whatever, I don't know what is, really.
Well, it is. The managers and directors of this organization subscribe to really what it was started as a movement by Billy Graham.
So we're talking about an evangelical movement.
It is evangelical.
Yes. So, okay, they've got an avowed agenda to proselytize, even though they say they don't.
Well, they have a curriculum. I mean, we can the word proselytize is pejorative, so no one proselytizes. They proselytize, and we we just tell children about this. But the curriculum is designed to promote and to instill the truth of this religion.
Right, and which is why I think it's called instruction and not education.
Yeah, the law is very clear, actually.
Mm-hmm. The law actually says it has to be instruction.
And it distinguishes between another form of education, which is called general religious education. And that is education about the traditions and history and culture that's sort of embodied and contained within religion. So you have instruction in beliefs. What should you believe? And you have instruction about religions. And as parents, we feel very strongly that part of being educated is knowing about religions. I mean, I have a beautiful view of St. Patrick's Cathedral. It'd be, a terrible ignorance to not know what that building was, who were the significant figures in its history. Our children should know these things.
Yeah, and religion is a very significant part of a lot of people's lives. And it's not just, again, not just the Christian religion. We're a very multicultural country now. We have a lot of Buddhists here, for example. We have a lot of Hindu people live here. We have a lot of people of all different kinds, a lot of Muslim people, a lot of people of all kinds of different faiths live here.
We should be very proud of that.
And so it seems rather odd that schools should be kind of locked into being instructed, for the children to be instructed in one religion. One thing I want to get clear before we go on, what sort of ages are these children that are being instructed?
Well, prep starts age 5, and it runs through year 6. So these are 12, 5 to 12-year-olds.
So this is getting them early.
Yeah, explicitly.
That's rather disturbing. And there have been attempts in other jurisdictions, up in New South Wales, for example, to have ethics classes.
Yeah, the parents in New South Wales have taken a very different and, I think, unsatisfactory approach. And instead of trying to call this what it is and identify the problem that's created by it, which is segregation, which is isolating children, labeling them. They've said, well, for the children who don't want to take this, we don't want to have nothing to do, so we'll put a curriculum in ethics. And what we're saying is very different than that. We're saying these children are being treated unacceptably. In other words, the government is violating the law, and we want this to stop.
Okay, well, we'll come back to you in a moment and we'll talk about what steps you and other parents are taking and how other people can help.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.